Hello, this is Michael Steeb from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'd like to talk about dealing with losses in a trade. Don't you just hate that word trade, with its 19th century horny-handed son of toil feel about it? Thank goodness VAT uses a more modern phrase, business. But for the moment at least, in direct tax, we're stuck with that awful old word, trade. And because the recession has brought losses to some of our clients, we need to know how to best deal with them. Let's stand right back and recognise that the announcements in the pre-budget report and the budget were targeted at both unincorporated and incorporated businesses, with the schemes being broadly similar. They both start from a premise that a loss can either be carried back or forward. Carrying a loss forward is easy, that's got to be your recall, against profits from the same trade. Carrying back is less easy, and there are some points of difference between the two systems, with the corporation tax system being marginally more generous than that for unincorporated businesses. So, because a lot of our clients will be sole traders, let's have a look at the shape of this part of the budget announcements, always assuming, of course, that the proposals survive the Finance Committee stage on the run-up to Royal Assent in July. Let's first remind ourselves that when we compute tax-adjusted trading profits, if they're negative, then the assessment for that loss-making period will be nil. So if a trader makes a loss of £5,000 in the year to the 31st of December 2008, the 2008-09 trade profit assessment based upon that period will be nil. Now, how am I actually going to relieve a loss? As we said, broadly, a trading loss is relieved either by carrying forward or by setting off against a claimant's total income in the current year and or the previous year. So those are two quite different systems. Let's have a look at the carrying forward because that's easiest to understand. A trading loss that we cannot relieve in any other way may be carried forward for set off, and get this, against the first available future profits of the same trade. Now losses can be carried forward for any number of years, you just stick them in your pocket. But remind yourself, please, that they must be used at the first opportunity. And this may result in personal allowances being lost. And that is quite an important point. Let's consider an example. Supposing you had an established trader who had a loss of £6,000 in 1 year, followed by a profit of £4,000 in the next, and a profit of £10,000 the year afterwards. So we've got a loss of six followed by a profit of four and a profit of 10. What do we do with that loss of £6,000? Under the carry forward mechanism for sole trades, we have to use the first 4,000 of that against the next year's profits of 4,000. And you'll take the point that that will result in a loss of personal allowance. So if I've used 4,000 of that 6,000 loss in the first year of profits, I've still got £2,000 left to relieve, and that will be relieved in the next year, where, remember, we've made profits of 10,000, and thus reducing our assessable profits to £8,000, and the personal allowance will be healthily used in that circumstance. Okay, that's carrying forward, and that's fairly straightforward. But what about this other one, this idea of relieving trading losses against total income? Ah, remember that statutory total income? That's just a beast in the taxing legislation. And total income is all of your income. But remind yourself, please, that that is before personal allowances. The trouble with all of these reliefs is that where the numbers involved are quite low, you may easily lose personal allowances. So, what is this set-off of a trading loss against total income? Instead of carrying it forward, it can be relieved against the taxpayer's STI, the statutory total income. Right, so how do we actually relieve the loss against statutory total income? You've actually got a choice. You can either set it against the statutory total income of the year of assessment in which the loss was actually suffered, so that's proper sideways loss relief. But, in addition, or indeed instead, relief may be claimed against the statutory total income of the preceding year. And that's what we very loosely refer to as the one-year carryback. And remind yourself that it's not to be carried back against profits of the same trade. For that one-year carryback, it's against STI. The taxpayer cannot choose the amount of the loss to relieve, so no partial claims are permitted. And thus, the loss may have to be set against income, part of which would have been covered by the personal allowance. So just like the carry-forward relief, when the numbers are fairly modest, personal allowances are risked. However, the taxpayer can at least choose whether to claim the full tax relief in the current year and then relief in the preceding year for any remaining loss, or indeed the other way around. In other words, there's choice. And as I said, where the numbers are modest, you've got to make a judgment as to whether it's actually worth using this claim against STI at all. One last point on this sideways loss relief. If you claim against the preceding year, that's again the one that we loosely refer to as the one-year carryback, there's no requirement that the trade had to have been carried on in that year. So this could be a loss in the first year of business carried back against total income of the year before. So just looking at this briefly, it's possible to conclude that although this one-year carryback is quite a nice one, you may lose personal allowances. Let's pull the strings together so far. We've concluded that there are broadly two ways to relieve a trading loss. You can either carry it forward against profits of the same trade, or you can set it off against, and there's that wonderful phrase again, the statutory total income. Remember, that's your trade plus things like your bank interest or your dividend income. It's your total income for the year, either in the same year of the loss or 1 year carry back. But let's imagine what happens when you bring in the budget and the pre-budget report proposals, which are slowly chundering their way through the Finance Committee now. On these, the loss, instead of being carried back just 1 year against statutory total income, can in addition be carried back a further 2 years. But please remind yourself that the essential difference is that these previous 2 years, you are setting the loss against profits of the same trade only. And not only that, for the extra 2 years, there is a maximum set-off of £50,000 with the later years before the earlier years. Now, as we concluded on the tax series this spring, that sounds pretty good news, but it's only superficially good in some circumstances. Like all of these things, you've actually got to look at the numbers. I've got three last points on relieving losses. The first is, what do you do when you transfer a business to a company? This, of course, is going to arise on incorporation, where Fred incorporates into Fred Limited. So if we've got an unrelieved loss at the point of incorporation, this loss, of course, may be created or increased by any overlap relief deducted from the final assessment. And the set-off has got to be made against the first available, get this word, income from the company, and is primarily against earned income. And that means that the order of set-off is against salary that's derived by the former proprietor, and then against any interest and dividends from the company, that is, unearned income. So it's earned before unearned income. There are a couple of fancy bits around the side. The consideration for the sale must be wholly or mainly in shares. which must be retained by the vendor throughout any years of assessment in which that relief for the loss is claimed. And HMRC treat this condition as being satisfied if 80% or more of the consideration consists of shares. The second is in respect of losses in opening years. I call this the fallback relief. Imagine that you've been in a fairly secure job for quite a while, possibly even paying tax at 40%, so some quite sizable tax bills, and then you decide to go into self-employment. In these current circumstances, it could even be that you've been made redundant and you're forced into that. The losses in opening years is a special relief that's available for trading losses incurred in the first 4 years of assessment of trading. And as usual, capital allowances are automatically included in the losses. The relief is obtained by setting the allowable loss against the total income. Remember that? The total income in the 3 years preceding the year of the loss. And you've got to apply the loss to the earliest year first. So, a loss arising in 2009-10 may be set off against income in 2006-07, 2007-08, and 2008-09 in that order. The claim applies to all 3 years automatically, providing the loss is large enough, and the taxpayer cannot choose to relieve the loss against just one or two of the years, or to relieve only part of the loss. The final loss is in respect of losses on cessation of a trade. Supposing you've got a terminal loss relief, this allows the loss on cessation to be carried back to income in previous years. This loss is relieved against trade profits and ensuring that no trade charges become unrelieved as a result. So you've got to go back to the 3 years of assessment preceding the year of cessation, this time with the later years first. And relief can only go back to the 3 years before the year of cessation, so the taxpayer cannot choose to relieve only a specified part of the loss. That's a bit complicated, that one, isn't it? Okay, that's about that for relieving trading losses of unincorporated businesses. And finally, please, remember that the CT system for incorporated businesses is largely the same. Cheerio.